Good evening, Dinarland. This is Tank. I am making this message today to send out a very humble plea, a request to everyone, and I mean everyone, in this vast fantasy world of currency holders. What I'm asking you to do today is this, is I want you to take the time to write a page, a paragraph, you know, 10 pages if you feel like you need it. And I want you to just imagine, if you will, for a moment, that you have received the 800 numbers and you have your appointment and you're able to walk in the doors and you're nervous, and you finally sit down in front of the fabled exchanger, and you tell the individual what you have, and you, in your gut, you're nervous that they're going to rip you off, but then they tell you the rates, and it's exactly what you want, and you accept it, and in 30 minutes, you leave with $10,000 of brand-new bills and a black card and a proof of funds so you can go buy houses. Right there, in that moment, when you're finally able to shed the burden of being viewed as being insane for following this, that moment when that tremendous weight that has held so many of our heads down is finally removed. If you can just allow yourself to feel that freedom, that joy, that peace, knowing that you traveled all this way and all the losses that came with it, that you're finally there. And in this moment, I want you to consider what you will do. I want you to consider and just take the time to write it out and put it on paper and bring that reality into existence. And I want you just to consider, I want you to get away from the nonsensical, lying intel that they're constantly feeding us. I want you to get away from the silly, made-up controversies from characters who think they're more important than they are, calling out names and making bold declarations that have no basis in fact. I want you to try to step away from the conspiracy theory, step away from the horrible atrocities of the cabal and the way that the government seems to be just completely ignoring the pain and suffering that you're in. I want you to just get away from all of that just for a moment. And I want you to just write down the feeling and the joy and the peace and the energy that you are about to feel when you finally have that exchange. I think about this every day, that I will leave and probably start to cry. And I will go and I will hold my children. And I will remind my sons that they knocked us down. And they ran me out of business. But we're okay. And I will use that forever to tell them to never give up. And I will apologize to the people that I've hurt in this process and pay them back for the way they've supported me. And I will apologize to my family for the path that I had to take so that we could be free. And I will go and I will live heroically for the rest of my life. And I will spend all of my time setting an example, knowing that God is real, that he has overcome the absolute impossible moments, that he is once again reigning and conquering supremely. I will feel like I can fly. And I will step forward into this life with a clean conscience, knowing I have done damage along the way, but I've given everything so that my family could be free. And I will not take that freedom lightly. I will use it, and I will lead as a creator of a new world. And I will own that responsibility as a leader. And I want you to do the same, and I am begging you to please take the time to write it down, to record it, and to send it into every website you can in this world of Dinar mythology. I want, and I'm begging the website hosts, please let's stop entertaining these nonsensical, ridiculous, hate-filled posts, these lies and repeated conspiracy theories, which all, by the way, could be true, but that's not the point. The point is, if we don't change it, if we don't do something differently, what we do is we empower their lie over and over again. We allow them to lie to us and lead us down a path which seems to have no end. If we want the end to come so that we can have a new beginning, we have to be willing to change what we're doing. It is the end of this thing. This process has come to a close, and the one factor that is never, we're the ones who are always complaining about being gypped and about being taken advantage of, and today I'm begging you, for 24 hours, anybody who has a website, don't put out any more BS intel. Don't put out any more, you know, just nonsense about, you know, that no one can prove. The one thing, let's just speak the truth. The one thing I know is true is why I'm doing this. For one day, I'm begging you to focus on the common purpose that all of us have. All of us are doing this to put ourselves in a better situation, to put our families in a better situation, to lead, to be empowered, to create change in this new age, to give our families a world that they deserve and that we want them to have so desperately. I am begging you, please, just 24 hours is all I'm asking. Put all the other nonsense away and flood the sites, flood these websites with joy and peace and the overwhelming elation you will feel and the detail of that moment and how the power of that moment is enough to change the whole world, and I know it. I know it. And if I could just get your support, whether you like me or hate me, you have to know I'm telling you the truth. If you can just put all this other stuff aside for a day, put all the intel aside, you know what? Who cares what happens in the news? I'm not telling you not to talk about it. I'm just saying in the websites and on the calls for one day, starting at like 5 o'clock today, June 15th, 24 hours. I can just get everybody to come together for 24 hours. I know we can change the world, and we can get past this godforsaken process. So that's all I got. Thanks, Shomi. Okay.